This is Dr. Brandon Hawkins, dictating for patient. First name B-I-L-Q-E-Q-E-E-S, last name U-B-A-D-I, medical number 73358. Date of dictation is 11-16-12. Patient presents at this time as a new patient who is a 33-year-old female complaining of severe pain associated with right and left heel. Patient states that the pain has progressively gotten more painful over the past several months, and patient relates to post-kinetic dyskinesia. Patient was referred by clinical Sierra Vista, denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. Patient's current primary care physician is Dr. Fuentes. Previous hospitalization, surgeries, none. Past and current medications, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Review systems is non-contributory. Social history is non-contributory. Family history is non-contributory. Direct symptomatological bundleization of the skin and integument. This time there is no open lesions and no interstitial maceration. Skin shows some dry appearance associated with plantar circular both feet this time, but there is no abrasions or fissures at this time, and no active signs of mycotic infiltration, or no active signs of fungal infection. Skin is otherwise intact. Vascular and nails are normal trophic in appearance with normal texture and color. Vasculature shows palpable pedal pulses, known as both dorsalis pedis and posterior cerebral arteries with regular rate and rhythm. There is no arterial or venous malformations at this time and no signs of edema. Musculoskeletal at this time shows notable painful palpation to the medial calcaneal tubercle region of the right and left heel with pain coursing along the plantar fascia. There is pain and tenderness associated to the medial aspect of the navicular region at the insertion of the posterior tibial tendon, as well as mild tenderness coursing on the posterior tibial tendon extending proximally. There is pain on palpation to the insertion of the Achilles tendon with limited range of motion at the ankle joint with the knee extended and knee flexible to the right and left lower extremity. Subtalar joint range of motion shows increased hyperpronation associated to the subtalar joint, measuring approximately 30 degrees and 10 degrees to the both extremities. Stance and gait show notable decrease in medial artery heel lift, a proposal gait with post-kinetic dyskinesia. Ultrasound of the right and left extremity to the medial calcaneal tubercle region at this time shows thickening of the plantar fascia with early signs of heel spur formation. Assessment number one is severe painful plantar fasciitis with heel spur syndrome. Pneumonex tendonitis of the posterior tibial tendon, Achilles tendon, secondary to talo tarsal dislocation. Pneumonex is pes valgo planus deformity. Pneumonex pain, or pneumonex is equinus foot deformity. Pneumonex pain with a walk plan of one patient examined. Pneumonex at this time, biomechanical examination, muscle testing were performed, as well as stance and gait. At this time, an ultrasound was then performed to the right and left lower extremity, showing thickening of the plantar fascia, after which time, under ultrasound-guided view, a small cortisone injection was then delivered, measuring approximately 3 cc's to the right and left lower extremity of 1% cytokine plane, 0.5% marking plane, and 1 cc of dexamethasone, after which time, patient was then strapped in a Lodi L&M. Patient was given written instructions in regards to stretching techniques, as well as patient was given a prescription for Spectazole cream, as well as Celebrex and Medro dose pack. At this time, patient was advised to limit ambulatory status for approximately 2 to 3 days to help with wound or help with healing. At this time, patient will return again in 2 weeks for follow-up management.